listening to the Colorado Springs Real Estate Investing Podcast, brought to you by the Envision Advisors at Your Castle Real Estate.
Our deal analysis today covers equity that Jenny Bayless has taken from Colorado Springs to go purchase a single family home in Pueblo. She's going to walk us through all the numbers and tell us about buying a cash flowing single family residence in Pueblo with less than $70,000 out of pocket. So this will be a great podcast. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chris.
So setting the stage here, I think all the listeners know that you live and you invest in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. And as we were chatting last couple of weeks, you're now taking some Springs equity, moving to Pueblo. Walk us through the numbers on here, what you're doing in Springs, and we'll talk about what you're buying in Pueblo.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's no secret that I've seen a ton of appreciation on my properties in Colorado Springs over the past couple of years. So properties that I had previously BRRRR'd, I'm doing another refinance on those properties because I've accumulated so much equity. So we were able to just kind of take a look at our current portfolio and just say, hey, you know, which ones have kind of higher interest rates with a lot of equity. And we just targeted those to do a cash out refinance. And we'll go over some of the other ones that I tapped in a different podcast that we have scheduled for today. But just this one in particular, we took a single family home and it was like 4.5% or something like that interest rate. Was able to do a cash out refinance at 3.5% and pull out a little over $80,000 from it.
Great. So you refinanced it, lowered your interest rate, pulled out some cash. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is one of the great things, you know, as we just actually record our monthly market update podcast. And I mean, that'll come out weeks before this podcast does. We talked about how cap rates are compressing, cash on cash is getting lower and lower. But now we have one of the benefits to appreciation and a compressing cap rate is that you do get lots of appreciation, which turns into equity. And realizing that's what the market is giving you and then being smart with how you reinvest the equity is a big part of the name of the game now for investing in Denver and Springs. And I think most of the Front Range in Colorado now is we are seeing appreciation. We'll expect to see more appreciation as well. And to really maximize your return, it's understanding and realizing what do you do with that equity. And what Jenny is doing here with the Springs to Pueblo pull out equity buy in Pueblo is a very common strategy. I mean, and it's a very successful strategy, especially in markets like this, because Jenny, you bought this place in Pueblo and it's basically all house money, right? For lack of better words.
Yep. I didn't have to come out of pocket to purchase this property. And now I get to keep my stable Colorado Springs house. And now I have a brand new house as well to add to the portfolio for just kind of, you know, playing a shell game on that.
And something else to I want to emphasize here is that as the market appreciates, as the market has appreciated, you mentioned a lot of, you know, this house you bought as a BRRRR, you refinanced it. Now, forget that you bought this as a BRRRR, you know, a great property, a great deal a number of years ago. If you didn't buy this property as a BRRRR, would you still have been able to pull out money from this property?
Yep. Because when I did my first BRRRR, to me, that kind of resets the clock as to market value, you know, because you're when you complete your BRRRR, you're refinancing at what the market value is at that point in time. And you're taking a loan out at that point in time. So, you know, that's kind of how I see, you know, the completion of phase one. And then it's, you know, appreciated well over $150,000 again over a few more years. So was able to tap back into that.
Great. And I want to emphasize that because, I mean, you know, everyone wants to buy a piece of real estate for, you know, no money or very little money down. While it's not impossible in the marketplace, it's just very hard. But this is what goes back to having realistic expectations of the market. You buy a good deal a day, let the market do its thing. And in a few years, you can hopefully pull out some money, either through a cash out refi, a HELOC, or sell and trade up via 1031 and redeploy the equity. So Jenny, shifting gears here to Pueblo, you have your $80,000 and change from your cash out refi in Springs. What did you buy in Pueblo?
So we bought a kind of interesting to describe. It's an attached single family home. So I have a couple of these in Colorado Springs that they're, you know, legally single family homes, but they're physically attached to another property.
Like a duplex, basically?
Yeah, basically. You just own one side of it. And funny enough, an Envision client owns the other side of this. So we're coordinating on landscaping right now and, you know, that sort of thing. So, it's always nice.
And you're going to put a big Envision logo on the outside of the building, right?
Oh, we should. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of cool. You know, I liked his property when they bought it and, the one next door came for sale. So yeah, we'll do it. So it's in a Belmont neighborhood, which is near CSU Pueblo, a lot of shopping. So it just seemed like a really good area to purchase in. There's some new builds coming up. I think Richmond Homes is down there. So kind of all signs pointed to yes for this one.
All right. So an attached single family home in Pueblo. Tell us about the contract price. Like, what was it listed at and what did you end up buying it at?
Yeah, so it was listed at 220 and I ended up buying it for 222, which in Colorado Springs, that would never fly. You know, it was a multiple offer situation and I only had to come up 2000 over list, which, you know, I think is interesting. I didn't have any sort of appraisal gap. I did not include any sort of inspection limitation. The only other feature that was super competitive was a 2-week close.
Okay. So $220,000 standard closing cost, $5,000-$7,000 for acquisition, lending fees and all that stuff.
Yep.
And you put down 25%, correct?
Yes.
All right. So 25% down. Over $222,000 is about a $55,000 down payment. Mm-hmm. Now, got the property under contract. You know, you're putting down 25%. What was this first big hurdle of the inspection like? How did that go?
Yeah, it went really well. The home was built in 1985. It's a 3-bed, 2.5-bath, like over 1,400 square feet. So it's actually very large for any of our houses, really, because we usually have pretty small houses. So, you know, it was in really good shape. There were the appliances were original to the home. So like, you know, the oven kind of like smoked up the house when the inspector tried turning it on. Not really positive the dishwasher was working. There was some stuff on the exterior of the home too, that needed some TLC, like wood rot, things like that. So we were able to negotiate a solid credit for $2,500.
But all in all, I mean, like appliances, some cosmetic exterior stuff, that's pretty not heavy lifting. That's
very typical. Yeah. You're never going to get a 100% turnkey home, I don't think. That's probably nearly impossible. So to me, this is turnkey in my opinion.
Because I mean, and so you have your initial repair cost down the spreadsheet about $5,000. Mm-hmm. Is that to take care of those things you said, new appliances, some exterior cleanup, just that basic stuff you talked about?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. So you're all in this property for about $65,000. And just as a reminder, I forgot to say this a few minutes ago, we are plugging these numbers into our rental property spreadsheet, the one off the website that Joe Massey created. So you can go to the blog post to see these numbers, watch YouTube video to follow along with us. And of course, if you want to download the spreadsheet, go to the website, opt in to get our free toolkit, and you would email the link. And for some reason you have trouble with that, email me or Jenny, and we're happy to share the spreadsheet with you. Now, our interest rate, Jenny, this is where I'm getting a little used to the new market with increasing interest rates. Mm-hmm. You got a 4.875% interest rate. Yeah. I haven't seen one that high for a bit.
Yeah. So we chose not to buy down the rate at any, you know, at any point. So that was what we were offered at cost with 25% down. It was over 5% for 20% down. So my line of thought was it's still sustainable as it is, even with that high of an interest rate. And this will probably be my next targeted property to pay off.
Really? Why? Mm-hmm. Just because of the higher interest rate?
Higher interest rate and lower loan balance. It just makes it a low hanging fruit for me, yep, in my opinion.
Okay. Until you pay it off and cash out refi and buy something else?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Well, I have this thing where like if I pay off a house, I don't touch it. So we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the rent on this place?
So I think conservatively 1500 is what I'm budgeting for. And you'll be so proud of us. We're getting a property manager for it. So she confirmed that that is reasonable. Possibly a little bit more. I'll probably just stick to the 1500 and call it a day.
Okay. So $1,500 a month in rent, and then you get 5% vacancy, mm-hmm, which I know we're in low vacancy in Springs and Denver. I'm assuming Pueblo is the same.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now jumping down to property management, as you just said, you have yes to property management and you're budgeting 10% of gross rents to cover the property manager. Mm-hmm. You put in 8% for monthly repairs and reserves.
Yep.
And then taxes, $864.
Yeah.
That just, for someone that lives in Denver, that just seems so low.
Oh, that's so funny. Cause that's probably on par with Colorado Springs.
Really?
Yeah. So some of my like $300,000 homes are, you know, that rate. So taxes and insurance for Pueblo in comparison to the Springs have shocked me how much higher they are.
For how much higher Pueblo is compared to the Springs?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hmm. From an expense to price ratio type thing. I mean, it's all negligible in the grand scheme of things, but it's just kind of one of those interesting nuances.
So about $860 for taxes and about $1,220 a year for insurance. Mm-hmm. And then utilities are zero. Landscaping is zero. Is the tenant taking care of everything else?
Yes. Okay. So we will have the tenant be responsible for everything. And then something I forgot to mention earlier in our conversation is that I've actually we will have a YouTube video of this property as well so that you can visualize what a $222,000 property in Pueblo looks like.
Great. All right. So now moving to the cash flow tab on the spreadsheet. To recap, about a $222,000 purchase price. You're all in for about $65,000. Annual gross rent about $18,000. Subtract out vacancy, expenses, leaves you about $12,000 in net operating income. And then once you subtract out the mortgage debt, you're at about $1,200 a year in cash flow or roughly $100 a month. Mm-hmm. So that's about a 2% cash on cash return and about a 5.2% cap rate. So obviously you bought this. You like the numbers, Jenny. Mm-hmm. But break down those numbers and why do you like them and why did you decide to pull the trigger on this property?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the area that this property is located. I see a lot of growth potential. So, even though this is my first foray into Pueblo, I'm still keeping appreciation in mind because, you know, we talk about that a lot. I think it's the best way to grow your wealth. I think that this one has a lot of potential for it. $100 a month is not life changing, but if I don't have to manage it myself and I can just buy what I would consider turnkey property, turn it over to someone who's an expert in the managing in that area and not think about it, that sounds like a home run to me.
Yes. I like your thought process there.
Yeah.
So coming down here, even though we're seeing a low cash flow or low cash on cash return, we put on 25% with conservative numbers for rent and price appreciation. We're still estimating a 25% total return on your money in year one.
Yeah.
That's still an overall really good money on your, or really good return on your money.
Yeah. Especially considering that the money is borrowed essentially.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's house money.
Yep. So, and you know, I'm borrowing that at 3.5% and I'm getting 25.6%. So it's a pretty good spread.
That's a very good spread. Now, one thing, let's go back into this because, I mean, last year, interest rates would have been, what, 3.5 on this or so?
Yeah.
Let's drop it about I'm going to drop it about 1.38. The cash flow went from $1,200 a year to $2,800 a year. So the cash on cash went from 2% to just over 4%. So higher cash flow, but again, that extra, what's that, $200 or $150 a month? That should not change your life, nor should it make or break you running this property in the long run. If it does, you shouldn't have bought this property.
That's what I think is so interesting is that we're dealing with such sensitive percentages for this. So like the cash on cash, it went from just shy of two to over four. So it doubled. But we're talking about a spread of $1,600 a year, which I don't think is enough to make anyone excited. At least, like you said, I hope not. So it's just kind of one of those, like, let's look at the big picture when we're looking at this. Is $3,000 a month really going to, you know, change my life? Is $1,200 a year really going to change my life? No, it's a self-sustaining property. Just let it do its thing.
And the last thing I'll cover on here is we basically jumped up from about a 25 to about a 29% return on your money by increasing, or I should say by decreasing interest rates. And Jenna, I want to highlight this because as we all know, interest rates are increasing. And so a lot of us are still used to last year's interest rates or the previous lower interest rates. So just kind of give some context. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is a big jump in interest rates. But as Jenny has said, in the grand scheme of things, it's pretty pretty marginal. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put this back to 4.875, back to 4.875. And then we'll wrap up this podcast, Jenny. That was all the stuff I want to chat about. Any other final numbers or scenarios to cover?
No, I'm excited to see how this one plays out. So I'll definitely keep you posted once we get it up and running.
I am too. And congratulations, Jenny, on another great rental portfolio or another great rental property to add to your portfolio.
Thank you.
And, you know, people out there, we have a lot of people now investing from Denver to Pueblo, even Springs to Pueblo. If you have any interest in investing in Pueblo or the Springs, or want to learn how to go out there and take equity from your property like Jenny just described to go reinvest it, reach out to us. We offer very comprehensive investment consultations here at the Envision Advisors. Always happy to chat with people, run you through scenarios, help you understand the market, and make the right move. All the details on the website and the show notes. Have a great one, everyone. We'll see you next week.